इमाः
सौम्या
नद्यः
पुरस्तात्
प्राच्यः स्यन्दन्ते
यू
हैव टू सी दीस मंत्रास इन द उपनिषद्स हैव नो फुल स्टॉप नो पंक्चुएशन मार्क्स ओके सो स्यन्दन्ते पुट फुल स्टॉप इमाः सौम्य नद्यः पुरस्तात् प्राच्यः स्यन्दन्ते वन सेंटेंस सो इमाः नद्यः these rivers hey soumya oh my dear son there are now he is showing the rivers these rivers purastat okay these rivers which are here now prachyah syandante they are all flowing syandante means they flow nadyah syandante rivers flow they flowing towards what now eastern direction No, all these rivers are flowing towards eastern direction. Prachyaha means anything pertaining to Prachi. Prachi means eastern direction. Who is Prachi? The Prachi means eastern direction. That is a feminine gender word, Prachi. So Prachyaha means what? Anything pertaining to eastern direction is called eastern is called Prachya. So imaha nadyaha prachyaha these rivers are what now flowing towards the eastern direction okay paschate pratichyaha taha now he is mentioning taha means what are those imaha these are the rivers you are seeing they are all flowing towards the eastern direction now see taha Now he is mentioning some other rivers, okay? And those rivers, Taha Nadyaha, Pratichyaha, they are all flowing towards the western direction. Pratichi means west. Prachi means east. Pratichi means west. So Pratichya means anything pertaining to the west. Western is called what? Pratichya. Now Nadyaha Pratichyaha means those rivers are flowing towards the western direction and these rivers are flowing towards the eastern direction doesn't matter which river is flowing towards which direction you have to understand one fact here my son what is the fact you need to understand here do we really bother are we really no we are not interested in knowing whether the rivers flow towards the eastern direction or western direction even though the rivers are flowing towards different directions pratichyah taha nadyah no prachyah imaha nadyah syandante they are all flowing so taha so paschat pratichyah taha nadyah syandante you have to supply that taha nadyah pratichyah syandante imaha nadyah prachyah syandante these rivers are flowing towards the eastern direction those rivers are flowing towards the western direction doesn't matter where do they all originate from whether they flow towards whichever direction where do they originate from samudrat see the next word now samudrat samudrat syandante you have to supply again samudrat eva syandante they all originate from one source called ocean ocean water evaporated because of the sun's light heat and after condensation evaporation they alone pour down as rains and they have become now what different streams all over different tributaries and joined together they all flowing towards one river now isn't it and enjoying different names they all originated from the one ocean only now they are flowing towards different directions enjoying different names also if it is flowing in London it is Thames It is flowing in Germany, it is Rayan. In India, Ganga, Yamuna, Kaveri, Godavari, Saraswati, all the beautiful names we have for rivers, you know, all feminine gender words. Mother, every rivers, Mandakini, Alakananda, Bhagirathi, isn't it different? One Ganga, but it's different names. Janavi, because he goes somewhere. Janu's ashram. And then Janavi, Ganga, Alakananda, Bhagirathi, Mandakini, Saraswati, Godavari, Kaveri. Our South Tamil Nadu, South us, we have one river, Kaveri. Yamuna, Ganga, they both are historical importance they have. Yamuna, Ganga. Jnanam, Yogam. It's not relevant here, okay, I'm telling you. If you go to this Vishmahavish temple, you can see one side, Ndrisimha. Ndrisimha is a yoga, Ndrisimha, yoga. And this side, Jnanam, Sudarshana, Chakra, vision. Like that, Ganga, Yamuna. Now, all these different names are different. Okay, that's relevant, okay? Let me come to the point here. Different names. Again, Samudrate Utpadya. Now, look at this. Samudrameva Apiyanti. Samudrate. Okay? Samudrate Utpadya. Samudrameva Apiyanti. The sentence is not complete here. We have supply. Samudrate Syandante. They are flowing, isn't it? From the river, the ocean. Again what? Samudrameva Apiyanti. Originating from the ocean, flowing toward different directions, such as west, east, etc. Finally, they go back to the same ocean. Samudrameva Apiyanti. Where do they go back to finally? Where do they resolve? Samudram. Okay. That is, we know this fact very well. What about this? You have to see the fact. Before origination, all these rivers remained as one ocean. What was the name of Ganga before it originated? Name of Yamuna, Ganga, Yamuna, Mandakini, Alakan, all these different rivers had only one name and one form as ocean before they originated. Is it? Before they originated. And again, after they're flowing everywhere, enjoying different names and individuality. Each river has its own length, breadth, character. It has its own glory. It has its own name, fame, popularity also. Oh, Yamuna has the glory of having the Krishna dancing on its bank. Ganga stands for Jnanam, Jnana Pravahini. Three times you have dip in Ganga. You all your papams get washed off. Holy river, people travel worldwide, booking the tickets, go all the way to Kashi Ganga to have dip. Hachi, Ganga is of such high, great glory. Who comes to Thames to have such dip? Okay? Ganga has that thing. But still I like Thames because it's clean, nice to walk around, along. But still I have the same reverence for Thames because I look at Thames the same way. What am I saying? These are the glorious, all the differences. And we also talk very proudly of what your Ganga and what this Thames. Everything originally ocean. Don't be, okay, boast unnecessarily of your glories, okay. You say what, all the rivers are originally ocean. And they enjoy certain individuality, certain specialities, certain differences, name, form, everything. Then when they resolve also, they remain as what? Name Ganga goes, Yamuna goes, Yamuna, all the glories, all the greatnesses, all the, isn't it, everything resolves, then they all remain as one ocean in one form called ocean. Apiyanti. Apiyanti means what now? They go back, return to the same apiyanti, return to the same ocean. Then, having resolved in the ocean, having entered into the ocean, resolved in the ocean, they remain as one ocean. All the divisions have gone, differences have gone, distinctions have gone. Isn't it? They lose their distinctions and differences. Individuality has gone. They remain as one ocean. Okay? Therefore, saha samudrahayeva bhavati. Sa samudrahayeva bhavati means all these rivers are flowing towards different directions. Finally, when they come back to the ocean and join the ocean, they resolve in their ocean, losing their individuality, losing their forms, names and distinctions, they remain as one ocean. Samudraha eva bhavati. They all become that one ocean only. Taha yatha tatra na viduhu. When these rivers, different rivers, go back and dissolve in the ocean, taha nadyaha, those rivers, tatra na viduhu, having resolved the individuality, having become one with the ocean, the rivers do not know. What they do not know? Aham asmi, aham iyam asmi, you know, I am Ganga. How are you, Thames? When did you come here? Oh, you are Yamuna. How are you, Yamuna? I am Ganga. Aham iyam asmi, aham iyam. I am this river. Aham iyam nadi asmi. Aham Ganga asmi. Aham Yamuna asmi. Aham Thames asmi. Aham Ryan asmi. Aham iyam asmi. It is no river knows what it was. Okay, I am so and so. When they join the ocean and remain as ocean, as one ocean, they all remain as what? One ocean. Then this individuality, differentiation, distinction is not there on the part of anything. In fact, there's no anything. There's only one thing, ocean. It's only one, they remain as one form, ocean. Na viduhu iyam aham asmi, iyam aham asmi iti. Naan inda nadiyaga irikkiren. There is no such identity on the part of any ocean or in the river. There is no river in fact. There is only ocean. Until they join the river, they enjoy their rivers. Once they join the, merged with the ocean, merged, resolved in the ocean, there is no more river, there is only ocean. The river is not there means the name also is not there. All the differences also gone. Okay. Now he says, Yevameva kalusomya, Yevameva somya, Sarvaha prajaha, Sataha agamya, Na viduhu, Sataha agachamahe, Iti. So now he says, just as In the same way, just as this rivers resolve and they lose their individuality, they remain as one ocean. So also all these beings also, they originate from one Brahma, Sad Brahma. And then, they what now? They again, when they resolve also, they resolve as one Sad Brahma. When the Namarupas are there, when they enjoy Namarupas, the individuality comes, differences come, divisions come, distinctions come. again losing the Ramarupa, they resolve as Brahma, again they remain as one Brahma. Just as these rivers do not know that I am this river, that river, etc., when they resolve in the ocean, similarly the jivas also do not know, even though they originated from Sat Brahma, they do not know we all have originated from Brahma. Sataha agachamahe iti na viduhu. We all do not know that we all have originated from Brahma. See, look at the example. Even with the rivers originate from ocean, they flow towards different directions, come back and join the ocean again. Joining the ocean, they lose their individualities and differences and distinctions. They remain as one ocean. But that time, no, even though they enjoy the individuality until they join the ocean, after joining the ocean, no river claims any individuality or difference anymore. It doesn't know. In the same way, we also do not know. All these beings here also, we mean what all these living beings also, even though they originated from Brahman, they are all one absolute reality, the pure existence. That reality, Brahman alone, they all have manifested. But they do not know that we all have originated from Brahman. We do not know. We do not know we are all Brahman essentially. And similarly, when we resolve also what now, we remain as one Brahman. The time of resolution also, we do not know that we were these individuals. You know, I was born there, I was raised there, I was here. And then, no, now I remain resolved as Brahma. We do not know. In sleep, we do not know what happens. In death, you do not know what happens. Understand? When they remain resolved, you do not know. All these beings do not know that they all remain. They remain resolved as one Brahma. They do not know they are originated from one reality. So here you have to notice one thing: the two examples are given, isn't it? First, the example given was the honey example, how collected honey, and second example is the reverse example. So why two examples here? I tell you. See, after the creation, all the beings are created. When all the beings resolve in Brahman, resolve as their own nature, they remain resolved as one Brahma. That time, at the time of resolution, we do not know we do not know the distinctions and differences. We do not know that we remain resolved as one Brahma. Then, before the creation also what now? After the resolution, we remain as one reality. Before the creation also, we remain resolved as one reality. When do all the beings remain resolved as one indivisible, partless whole, the pure existence, the consciousness, before creation, after resolution, dissolution? Isn't it? So okay, I have to say this: before creation, after dissolution, all the beings remain as one reality. Which reality? Divisionless, indivisible, partless whole. So that flower, the honey example was given to know that after resolution remain as one. Reverse example is given what now? For what? To know that before creation, origination, we all remain as one. But we do not know. When you remain resolved as pure existence, you do not know. So srishtehe prak, before the creation, what were we? Brahman. After the dissolution, resolution, what are we? Brahman. In between, what are we? Brahma. Unfortunately, we do not know. Now, what is real here? So, look at this. What was there before? What is now? Okay, what is going to be there? So, before creation, what was? Was Satyam, Brahma. Isn't it true? Then after resolution, so what is what? Sat Brahma, Satyam Brahma. So, Brahman alone was before the creation. Brahman alone is there after the dissolution. And that Brahman alone is Satyam. Means, what is in the middle? Is also what? Hath Brahman only. Brahman alone is Satyam. Then, what about these differences then? The differences were not there before the creation. Differences, distinctions, individuality, etc. were not there before the creation, will not be there after the dissolution, which means what was before alone is Satyam, what is after the dissolution is Satyam, and what comes in between is not Satyam. It is as good as Mithya. This we understood from Mandukya Upanishad. Adau Ante, isn't it? That which was there in the beginning, that which is there at the end, alone is Satyam, and what comes in between is what? Mithya. It is as good as non-existent. So what is Mithya now? The divisions and differences are all Mithya. Don't say it is Tuchyam. Mithya, which means we don't undervalue, undermine, we don't overvalue also. The differences are there, but relative, empirically real, relatively real. But absolutely non-difference, non-duality is the reality. So what comes in the middle? Ado ante yannasti tannasti madhyepi. Okay? That which is not in the beginning, that which will not be at the end, is not there in the middle also. So clay was there before the creation of the pot, and after the dissolution of the destruction of the pot also clay continues to be. And when the in between what? Before the creation and after the destruction of the pot, in between what? Is there a pot? Before clay was, after also clay is, before in the middle also what? Clay alone is. What comes in between is what? That's the form and name pot. That form and name which alone has come newly in the middle, which was not, form and name pot was not there before, form and name pot will not be there afterwards also, that which has come only in the middle is Mithya. What is Satyam? What is then all three periods of time, before, now, after? Three kala abadhitam is Satyam, that which is not negatable alone is Satyam. So what is Satyam? Sad Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Tad Brahma Tvamasi. You are that Brahman. Okay, just let me read this 10th section and stop. Then you can go for tea. I want to do one more section, okay? Evameva khalu.
Evameva khalu.
Somya.
Somya.
Imaha. Sarvaha prajaha. Sataha agamya.
Sataha agamya.
See, sataha agamya means agatya. Sataha means from the sat. From the sad, the existence, all these beings, agatya, having originated, having come into existence. Na viduhu, all these beings having originated, having come into existence from the pure sat alone, Brahman alone, now they do not know, sataha agachamehe iti, we all originate from Sat. We were all before as one Sat. We all originate from Sat. That these beings do not know. Like what? Like just as these rivers, when they reach the, having originated from the ocean and flowing to different directions and finally reaching the ocean, becoming one as ocean, then these rivers do not know their, how, no? They do not know that they were before, what they were before. In the same way, we also do not know that we have come from Brahman. Na tata sataha agachamahe. Sataha vayam sarve agachamahe. We all come from Brahman. We all have originated from Brahman. Iti vayam. We do not know. All these beings do not know. Now he gives the same example. He continues. Teiha. See, te prajaha. Te prajaha means not only human beings, living beings also. Okay. Te, only he has become ta here. Te iha. So iha means here in this world. Now we see so many varieties of beings. Vyagrova, Simhova, Vrukova, Varahova, Kitova, Patangova, Damshova, Mashakova, Yad Yad Bhavanti, Tada Bhavanti. So, whether it is a tiger or a lion or a wolf or a boar or a worm or a moth or any biting insect, any insect or mosquito or a fly, yadyad bhavanti, whichever living creature, whichever being abhavanti comes into existence, don't say they are not here. Okay? If you don't know, come to Chennai now. Okay? All these living creatures which have originated, which have come into existence. Ud abhavanti means what now? Avirbhavanti, udbhavanti. Whichever all this, whichever originate, abhavanti, tad abhavanti, they all become what? They all have originated from one Sat Brahman alone. Again, they live enjoying different names and different qualities, and again, they all die. When they die also, they remain resolved as one Brahman only, Sat Brahman only. So essentially, mosquito, now we were also told biggest fact, beautiful fact, you are Tattvamasi Shweta Keto, you are that Brahman Shweta Keto. Having said that, not only you are Brahma, look at this mosquito also is Brahma. Okay? Boar also is Brahma. Lion is Brahma. Tiger is Brahma. All these beings are Brahman only. Okay. Now he repeats his sentence. Therefore what? All these beings, creatures, they were all Brahman before they came into existence. They were born as different things. And after enjoying with the Nama Rupa, they become different individual creatures. Different creatures with enjoyed differences. Again, when they leave the forms and names, they dissociate them from the forms and names, they die. After death also what? They remain resolved as one Brahma. Before birth, you were Brahma. After birth also you are Brahma, you do not know. And after death also what? You are Brahma. But you remain resolved as Brahma. Sat Brahma. You do not know. Saha, yaha, yeshaha, anima, saha, yaha, yeshaha, anima, shaha, anima. சஹ யஹ ஏஷஹ அணிமா ஐததாத்ம்யமிதம் சர்வம். ஐததாத்ம்யமிதம் சர்வம், இட் மெமரைஸ் தி சென்டென்ஸ். ஐததாத்ம்யமிதம் சர்வம் தத் சத்யம் ச ஆத்மா தத்வமசி ஸ்வேதகேதோ தத்வமசி ஸ்வேதகேதோ இதி. The teacher said that, and that Brahman you are. Okay. Bhuyaha eva ma bhagavan vijnapayatu. Oh Lord, please teach me a little more again. Nice to hear. Okay, you want to listen? I don't feel bored. Tatha somya, tatha. Yes, my dear son, let me teach you. Saha ha uvacha, ho vacha. The teacher said, let me teach you. Okay, I'll teach you. Iti dashamaha khandaha, the 10th section. Okay, now an important lesson is going to come. What have the jivas, isn't it? We'll know about this more, little more about it. Does the jiva have beginning or not? Jiva has an end or not? Confusions are there, isn't it? We'll read it in next section. Please go have a tea and come.